This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome to Friday Eve, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Did people hear that?
Yeah. Oh, well, I did. So, yes, I
You didn't hear what
did.
I said when I heard, when I was told mics were alive and on and I forgotten and spoke?
Yeah, and I just looked at you wide mouth going, oh.
No one's rushing you, are they? Which means no one heard it, which means great, let's start the show.
Carry on. What's coming up, Biggers?
Well, something went down in my this morning in my life. Ooh. It made me quite emotional.
Really?
And it made me realise something about myself, and I'm going to bring that to you later on the show.
Oh, God, are we finally going to do the key to happiness?
No, you've been asked for that a week. I'm bringing that tomorrow to you.
Oh,
wait till Friday.
Okay. Well, up next, I've got a fun little quiz that we can finally end. You guys have been guessing for the last few days, and I'm finally going to put an end to the mystery. That's next. Right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Trip to Antarctica could go off this afternoon with penguining. If you haven't registered already, you can do that at carrieandtommy.com.au. We'll get to that very soon.
Do you reckon penguining is the craze sweeping the nation?
Absolutely it is.
I mean,
well, people are just doing it for a bit of fun at home.
Well, I write
something on a piece of paper, you got to guess what I'm writing.
Yeah, like I haven't been around the water coolers at the various workplaces, but do you think they're talking about it?
Well, they're certainly talking about it at ours because it's our competition we're running, but
yeah.
I'm not sure
that's
about
enough.
Water coolers.
Well, that's you got to start with one, right?
Mm.
Because I've got another little game that might just sweep the nation, although I've realised after I explain what it is. We only get to play this once. This is a rare snowflake of a radio segment, because
I thought you were talking about something to do with your family here. Am I confused about what we're doing here?
I am talking about something to do with my family. It's time to have a junkie chat.
I just realised it has my name in it, Buzz Junkie.
Yes.
Is this about me? What's going on?
Buzz, this is an intervention. I was
Junkie,
walking...
not the website.
What's Junkie, the website? Oh, yeah, Junkie.
Yeah.
Punky,
yeah.
Yep. I was walking along with my nieces the other day, and one of them pointed out, and she went, "Look, Uncle Tommy, a junkie." And I went, "Whoa, that's hectic." And then I started laughing, right? And my sister goes, "Oh, yeah, you probably haven't heard that before." And I'm like, "Well, I haven't heard my nieces say it before."
No.
And she goes, "Yeah, they do junkie tours at school now."
What?
And I'm like,
what
"Do
mean?
They really?" And they do a tour of the local neighbourhood, pointing out all the different junkies. Now is where the game begins. What do you think a junkie is, Bickmore?
Okay, so I'm guessing it's
primary school kids.
A person who is got a.
Why would you guess that? These are primary school kids. These are primary school kids.
Well, that's why my concern
why, these
and why I was confused.
Primary school kids, because.
Okay, so
hang
it's
on,
not
sorry,
what I
Buzz,
think
let's
it
reset.
Is.
It's time for Junkie Chat. Buzz Junkie, can't get enough. I thought you were going to have a different song there, Buzzy. Didn't you get two?
Okay, yeah, I got another one.
There we go.
Woo!
Okay.
Just got obsessed
is
with it because I had my name in it.
yeah, that's fair.
Something like a corner of the suburb where people just throw their junk, their trash.
Hard rubbish. That's not a bad guess, but unfortunately incorrect, because you got to remember the kids are excited.
Because I'm having a great day on the
bus today. I know,
but
kids are excited about recycling.
Going over
they
there,
really
fat
are. Kids are into saving the world at the moment, which is awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was a good guess. Buzzy, do you have any thoughts? What is a junkie?
Is it, you know, when you see a trolley full of like rubbish when you drive past the supermarket, is that a junkie?
Ooh. But then they're going on tours and they need to find where these are and point them out. Do you think there'd be enough of those in one suburb to suffice a tour, Buzzy?
Probably not.
Incorrect, but great guess. Thank you for playing. Sonda, executive producer, overlord and dictator of the show. What is a junkie?
Is it different junk food vendors?
Son, that's a great guess, because they could go around and educate the kids about different types of food and stuff like that.
Son.
That is great.
But?
Unfortunately, incorrect. We are going to open the phones, 131060. Give us a call and get involved if you think you know what a junkie is in Junkie Chat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm fascinated by this. I was slightly terrified when you said that you were walking with your nieces and they said, look, Uncle Tommy, there's a junkie.
Yes. Then they pointed out another junkie, and then they told me that they do junkie tours at the school where they walk around the neighbourhood and see how many junkies they can find.
But a junkie isn't what you think.
Well, Bickmore, why do you have to always bring the tone down?
No, I just think it's good for people who've just joined us, listening to us, to not think we're talking about your nieces pointing out people on drugs.
Why did you have to even bring that into an innocent game? It's just a fun junkie tour for kids. Oh, gosh. Stacey, what do you reckon my nieces are pointing out on their junkie tours?
I was thinking it would be like the Vinnie's Bin, like, you know, the Smith Foundation and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Not bad. So they could be going around different, like, op shops, do you think?
Well, you know, they have the collection bin.
Yeah. The big bins.
Yeah, empty wardrobe. Okay, I'm
not thinking. I know what you're talking about, Stace. No, Stace, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Stace, that is a good guess, but unfortunately is incorrect. So let's go to... Jackie, what is a junkie?
I think a junkie is somebody that buys from the vending machines.
Oh, and you think they're going around on a tour and they're trying to find those people?
People that are eating chips or chocolate bars or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie, that is incorrect.
No, they're from the actual vending machine.
Still incorrect. Thank you, though, for getting involved. Great work. Let's go to Mason on the
street. Intrigued by this.
Sunny Coast. Mason, what do you reckon a junkie is, bro?
Oh, hello.
Hello, mate. What do you reckon a junkie is?
I reckon it's a bin chicken.
Bin chicken, the good old ibis, you reckon? Could be going around spotting bin chickens. Brother, it's a great guess, but unfortunately he's wrong. I'm sorry.
So is this something that schools are encouraging kids to do?
They're taking them on tours to spot them, yes.
The schools are actually taking the kids on tours to spot them?
Yes.
So it's got to be something that's kind of educational or something that's worth, like, a social message or something.
Would they be doing this around the country or just in certain areas? Is it like a countrywide thing?
I have not done a full national poll, but I don't know.
The fact that no one's calling up with the right answer makes me think that this is not a thing a lot of schools are doing.
Yeah, that could be true. but Buzzy, in answer to, I think, the question you're asking, you can do this anywhere. Yes. Okay. Yes. Chloe, junkie tour. What are junkies?
I think it's the no junk mail signs on letterboxes.
Oh,
pretty
that's
good.
That's got to be it.
It's pretty good. It's incorrect. I'm sorry. I thought this was a lot more common than it is.
So what happens now? Because we're out of guesses.
The only one that'll do it. Yeah.
What if we got one of your nieces to come on and tell us?
Well, they're at school.
Why don't you tell us?
I'm just trying to think of a creative way to end it rather than Tommy just going, well, it's a blah, blah, blah.
Do you want me to just tell them what they are? Richard, let's go to Richard. Richard, what do you think a junkie is?
I think it's one of the recycling machines you put the bottles in.
Richard, you are so close, but unfortunately it is incorrect. But it was a great guess. Yeah. Do you want me to give you the answer or are we going to something else?
I don't know, mate. It's your segment. What do you want to do?
Well, I don't know.
I really do want to know what the answer is. But I feel like there can be money in it for somebody that does know.
Okay. We can play again.
I want to give cash to somebody that knows.
We can play again next week?
Oh, it's a long time to wait. What about before the end of the show?
The longer we go, the more disappointing the reveal is going to be.
Okay. Is it an exciting end? Is it an exciting answer?
No, I thought everybody would know. Clearly, this is not a thing that kids are doing.
Let's do it next week, I reckon.
Stick
around.
You'd stick around
for next week. Absolutely.
We're doing Junkie Chat again next week, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around the country.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Winning.
That is right, penguinning. We are giving you a chance to win your way to Antarctica. We do it every day until it goes off.
How much is it worth, Buzzy?
$43,000 this trip is worth. It's huge.
Damn, son.
That's giving me chills, just the same way that Antarctica would give me chills.
I like it, Bickers. Ashley, do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you ever been to Antarctica?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, this is good. You know how to play, right? You've just got to listen up. And based on the sound alone, you've got to pick what Antarctica-themed word I've written down.
Okay.
That's me taking the lid off the pen. The pen is now going to the paper. And are you ready, Ashley?
I'm ready.
Okay. Listen up nice and close. Here is your word. What do you think it is, Ashley?
Is it iceberg?
Ooh, you sensed it was a long word, is that right?
Yes.
It was a long word. I don't know either, Ashley. I was trying to work it out in my head. It was very long. It felt like it had an O in it, or two O's maybe.
Ooh, Ashley, you didn't think it had an O?
I had heard a circular motion, so it kind of maybe like an E or an O.
Ooh.
Like you did a smaller E.
Ashley, there was a circular motion, so you're correct on that. Unfortunately, it was an O and the word was albatross. Of course, the huge birds, which if you win the trip, you'll see down in Antarctica. Ashley,
oh, don't tell her that
involved.
Now because she's not going to see
Ashley,
them.
You've really missed out on seeing an albatross. but that is good news for everyone else, Buzzy, because that means this amazing trip, thanks to the folks at Quark, is still on offer.
Absolutely. If you do want to get involved, carryandtommy.com.au. Tomorrow we'll give you another chance to win and you can save on expeditions to Antarctica. It is not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Here for Tradie Baby Zipsters. Now available at Big W and Best and Less. Tradie Baby made tiny tough.
So you know when you're walking through a shopping centre and you see the little sign that says, do you want to have a family portrait taken?
Yes.
And you see, and it's that kind of photography, the lens has been, you know, Vaseline'd a bit.
Smudged with that. Yeah.
Yep. And it's and you think, oh, could I do that? And you're like, oh, I don't know if I could. And you think about it and you walk on by.
Yes. Do I want everybody in my family to look like they've just been to a formal in 1982?
Well, today I did one of those photo shoots with my family.
Okay.
Not quite like that. I should point out she was the most incredible photographer, but it is a family portrait place and I never thought I'd be having a family portrait. Only I was putting some photos up on the wall the other day, finally after many, many years of living in my house, and I thought, I don't have a photo of the five of us now that we have little Addie. And
you've got the photo of,
there's no Addie in that photo of all of us.
Of course.
Right? Yes. And so when we recently bought a Volvo.
I drive a Volvo. I hang out at shopping centres and hit up those photo deals. Who are you?
So Chris bought a Volvo and they're really safe. And do you know when I was younger, we had a really old Volvo.
They're sensible now? What's he doing?
And she rolled the Volvo. It came, rolled on itself, came back up and kept driving. And my dad was like, that's why I have a Volvo.
That's pretty good. I mean, I don't know if she should have been allowed to keep driving, but
When we bought this Volvo, they sent through an email saying, because you bought a Volvo, you can go and have this family photo experience for free.
Yes,
and we were
because you've bought a Volvo, you're clearly the type of saddo who wants to have a full family photo where you get a perm, you put makeup on your kids, and you go against this weird purple background.
No makeup. Look, we were dressed in beige and a lot of linen going on.
Sensible. Have you seen that sensible family that got out of the safe Volvo? They're here to have some glamour shots.
We went and did it a few weeks ago and it was pretty tricky to get all of us looking at the same time. Addie was tired. Evie was going rogue. Anyway, the lady was so wonderful that took the photos and I thought, I wonder what they'll look like. And then today we had the photo experiences where you go back and they sit you down in a lounge room and they've made a compilation of all the photos and they put it to music and then you sit down with a cup of coffee.
What was it? A theme tune from Titanic or something?
I can't remember, but it was really beautiful, the music. And then they started showing us our family photos, and then I started crying because our family looks so beautiful.
You've got a Volvo parked out the front and it's probably going to get booked because you've been in the photo post for an hour crying over pictures of yourself.
Anyway, it was just really lovely. And now we've got to decide which photos to pick. Because
I thought that was going to be the end. Anyway, it's really lovely. I'm happy. Buzz, play a song.
It's
lovely.
Oh, it was just really sweet. And I look, it's a tricky thing now because they're very smart because all the photos were really gorgeous. They're also quite expensive. So now we have to pick which of the – just a, they're quite a lot. Okay. But
more than a Volvo?
No. Anyway, it's a tricky time now to decide which ones we're going to blow up on the wall. I don't really know the point of this story other to say that I've become that person that now will have a family photo on the wall that was taken at a family photo shoot of all of us dressed in linen.
When you buy a Volvo.
And it was a really lovely experience.
When you buy a Volvo, you don't buy a car, you buy a lifestyle. And sure, it's not one that most people want, but pretty soon you dress like you're ready to go on a boat at any time. If one happens to just pop out at you.
I don't think Volvos are as daggy and like family as you think they are. The one Chris has got is like hotted up. Well, not quite hotted up. Not hotted up.
What? How did he hot
it's
up the Volvo?
It's
what
do you sleek. Mean?
How did he hot it mean. Up?
It's not like.
How did he hot up the Volvo? Go on.
Okay, that's the wrong term. Okay. It's sleek, like it's cool.
It's cool. Cool. Hey, have you seen my Volvo? It's cool.
He's cool. He looks cool when he's driving it. I'm like, oh, he's cool. I'd pick him up. Yeah.
You pick him up, take him down to the family photo place, get our portraits done.
There's lots of cool Volvo drivers. That's what we're going to do. 131060, call us if you're a cool Volvo driver.
That's great. I love it.
Yes.
The cooler, the better. If you're sitting there and you're thinking in your Volvo and you're thinking I'm too cool, nah, you're not. Give us a call, 131060. Let's find the coolest Volvo driver in Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Asking on 131060, if you're a Volvo driver, if you own a Volvo and you are cool, get in contact with us.
Well, you're all mocking my family. Chris drives a Volvo and we ended up going to have a family photo shoot this morning and we've become that family.
Yes. I was mocking you much more about the family photo shoot, but you seem to have pivoted away from that and towards the Volvo chat.
Well, I just...
So, I'm happy if we want to talk about the family photo shoot more.
But no, the family photo cool shoot was drivers. Beautiful. It's not nearly as funny as the are you a cool Volvo driver?
Yes, so here we are because you think...
Sam, are you a cool Volvo driver?
Not only am I a cool Volvo driver, but I work for Volvo also.
Oh, damn. Did you have a Volvo before you worked at Volvo, Sam?
No, after.
Yeah. Okay.
What? I mean, I feel.
I'm a mechanic. I don't actually work in sales or anything.
Right.
Okay. What makes you cool, Sam?
It's just a very cool, quick car, to be honest. And they're pretty mad.
Yeah. Are they, from a mechanic's point of view, are they quite reliable?
Very reliable. You get what you pay for. So.
Isn't that bad if you're a mechanic for Volvo? Because don't you want them to break down all the time so you've got heaps of work, Sam?
Yeah, I guess that's a catch-22, to be honest.
It is a catch-22. It's a catch-22 when you do a segment two that ends up feeling like an ad for Volvo.
When you go to the calls and someone who works at Volvo.
I love it.
Doesn't feel like an impartial study, does it?
Natalie, are you a cool Volvo driver?
I am a very cool Volvo driver.
Oh, Nat, have you ever done those?
I love my Volvo.
Have you ever done those family photos where you're all posed?
We have.
Yeah.
See?
We like to pop our sunroof and the kids pop their head out the front and, it's very cool.
That's
what else
cool.
makes you cool, Natalie?
Well, I put my Kathmandu puffer vest on, go pick up the kids. And we get closer to home. My 8-year-old, we live on a dirt road, so it's all good. She likes to stand up and get the breeze in her hair through the sunroof. And
That's pretty cool.
How cool does that sound, Tommy?
Yeah, I was never allowed to stick my head out the window of the Tarago when we were kids. That sounds pretty cool.
Tarago's a cool car. We had a Tarago van. It was an old telecom van, and then we gutted it and we made it out.
Mate, what, are you fishing for a deal with not only Volvo but Toyota now?
No, I'm not fishing for a deal
so
with Volvo.
See you in a Toyota soon.
Lisa, are you a cool Volvo driver?
I am a cool Volvo driver. I'm a cool nanny. I took so many cars for a drive and I went out to buy something, you know, a bit cheap but still cool, like a Mazda 2-seater. And somehow I ended up buying a Volvo Cross Country. And all of it.
Is it hotted up, Lisa? Is it hotted up?
Mate, it's lowered. It's beautiful. And it's turbo. Mate, there it goes. Lucky has cruise control because I don't really have a license. But when I bought the car, because it was a Volvo, I said, there's no way I could possibly buy a Volvo unless you give me a hat. And he went, here's a hat. And I bought a Volvo.
Because you keep this up, you'll be in a hat.
I didn't get a hat. Where's my hat?
You didn't get a hat. You got a family photo shoot.
We got a family photo shoot.
Oh, you could all be wearing the hats, matching hats.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
We are here, though, for Tradie Baby Zipsters made tiny tough.
Oh, we had our own little tiny tough Tradie Baby in earlier, didn't we? In a little Zipster.
Addie was rocking
so
a Zipster.
Cute. She's got the little itty bitty middies on that keep her little fingers and toes warm.
I love it. I'm so very jealous.
Could eat her.
Speaking of little itty bitties.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Very good.
First of all, who hasn't been at war with the sea, Tommy Little?
Who hasn't? Oh, everybody has, I would have thought.
I mean, remember that time that I sliced my foot on a rock at the beach and I had to be carried by a fisherman in my underpants to the hospital? Do you remember that tale?
I don't remember that time.
That's a tale for another time because this is Bits and it's not about my bits, even though it's called Bickmore's Bits. It is about Neil Patrick Harris. He is tripped and hand-planted onto a sea urchin. It happened about 2 months ago while climbing rocky cliffs in Croatia, and the little tiny spines went into his skin, and he managed to pull most of them out except for two that remained warm in the confines of his hand and became infected. Anyway, point of the story is he posted a pic on Instagram to say that he's had to have surgery to have urchin spines extracted from one of his tendons. Now he has to keep his hand elevated.
This all makes sense because...
Why?
Because yesterday I was meant to do an interview and it got cancelled. Guess who the interview was with?
With Neil Patrick Harris?
No, it was with a sea urchin. Why? No, it was. It was with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh,
yes.
Is that why it was cancelled? Because he had to have surgery?
I don't know.
Or he just didn't want an interview to talk to you?
It's gone to a really great length to get out of a chat with me.
Anyway, we'll keep on that story.
We're going to do a Neil Patrick Harris update every day. Thank
not.
God.
How's this for some fun? So a couple are going to celebrate the husband's 40th birthday in New York. They're flying from the Isle of Man near England.
Yes.
And they get to the airport and they've taken with them their luggage, but also an empty carry-on case because they want to go shopping and bring back some of their clothes. So they don't bother to open the suitcase before they whack it on the security to send it through. Anyway, it goes through security. All of a sudden, they get a tap, tap, tap on their shoulder and they're pulled into a room to be questioned about what is in their suitcase.
They've got
the
holes.
Did you pack this themselves, you know, yourselves?
Yes, we did.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What do you think? Oh, I should have made this a fun game. What do you think was in the suitcase?
I think it was, would you say a couple?
It was a couple.
I think it was mushrooms.
What, magic ones or just normal?
No, I think it was just fresh food that you're not allowed to take anywhere.
No. Keep in mind, they put nothing in the bag themselves.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And it was lined with some kind of illicit substances.
No. Unfortunately, I didn't make this game a segment. So, I mean, a game.
Firearms.
A segment, a game. So I'm going to have to
explosives.
Answer it and move on. What was in the suitcase was...
A cuckoo
their pussy, their little pussycat.
Sorry.
Who snuck in. She snuck in when they weren't looking before they left to go on their holiday. They zipped her up and she was going to go on holiday with them. Their little sneaky cat.
A pussy case. That's
a pussy
fun.
Case. Yes.
Isn't that nice?
To end my bits today, I've called Belle in, producer Belle. Producer Belle, what is going down with Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson?
Oh my God. Okay,
my God.
What we have seen is going down is that they've just got tattoos together, but not the same tattoo.
Not matching.
Okay. But what I want to say about this whole Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson thing is that I think it's a marketing ploy. I think it's all too conveniently timed, and I think that Miley's being a really good friend and is building up Cody's repertoire or whatever, and that there's just a lot of things that are happening that are just too convenient. Yeah.
She said it. I love it, Belle. Good scoop.
Do you know what's interesting as well? Because everyone's thinking that Cody Simpson is one of the what is he in the Masked Singer?
The robot
in the Masked Singer. The singer. Well, the Masked Singer would have been cast a long time ago, right?
Yes.
And yet now he's one of the most talked about people in the world. If he ends up being the robot, I can't speak.
The robot?
Quick. Just chuck a pussy in the suitcase.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I just have a little question here.
Just one little question.
I just have one little question. I don't know.
That's a head scratcher.
Yeah, that is a tricky one.
Let's find out, shall we?
Carrie and Tommy's Little Questions.
Yeah, if your child has a little question that you can't answer, you think Tommy Little might be able to, just head to carrieandtommy.com.au. For getting involved, your child will score themselves a Space Talk watch, keeping families connected and kids safe, available at JB Hi-Fi and spacetalkwatch.com.
Well, look who we have here today. Zach, are you there?
Yes.
How old are you, Zach?
10 years old.
And have people told you that you're a genius yet?
Some people, but not many.
Yeah, I was about the same when I was your age. Don't worry, people will start to realise pretty soon.
What are you into, Zach?
I'm into rock climbing, tennis, and
maths. Zach, you're the coolest kid ever.
That's awesome.
Hey, Zach, have you seen Free Solo?
Yes, I have.
Did you love it?
Yep.
You're going to go free climbing on a giant mountain?
Oh.
Maybe when I'm older, but not right now.
Yeah, I don't know how Mum would feel about that.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean now. I meant, and of course, be safe.
All right, Zach, if you were going to be rock climbing, free solo climbing outside, this is a very good question to know the answer to. Take it away. Tell Tommy your question you need help with.
Why, when it's 30 degrees, you feel hot, but your body temperature is 36 degrees?
Why, when it's 30 degrees, do you
outside.
Feel hot?
So it's 30 degrees outside, right? But you feel hot, which is weird because your body is running at 36 degrees, so shouldn't you feel cold? Is that what you're kind of getting at, Zach?
Yeah.
That's a great question, Zach.
Very good question.
I don't really know, Zach. I know that your body temperature stays the same, and I also know that when you get... Bickmore was allergic to intelligence. So when you start being too smart, she starts sneezing. Zach, why? Because it's the same when you get into the water, right? Is it, Zach?
Yeah.
Or are you helping me out here, Zach?
Yeah.
Because I thought if we're going to be two geniuses together, we should work this out together. So why, when it's 30 degrees, does it you feel hot?
Is this the first time we've stumped you?
No, I think I've been stumped every week.
I don't think. You've been very good every week. In fact, I've been given the answer to this and I still don't understand it, so I'm making Sonda, our producer, explain it if you can't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great question. Sonda.
Zach, do you know that we have a standard core body temperature?
Oh, I told you that,
Son. No, I did not.
Zach, I just told you that.
Yeah, that your body maintains
our body temperature
remains
the same.
I'll back you up. You did say that.
Okay, Zach. So our body temperature stays...
Don't have a go at Zach.
Zach, we just talked about that.
The reason that we have that temperature is because our body is generating heat, which is a byproduct of all the work that it does. So when your heart pumps or when you convert food into energy, that all generates heat, and we need to cool down, otherwise we'd overheat.
But so then how come your body temperature doesn't change if you stop eating?
It does. Absolutely, it does.
But, like, if I don't eat for 6 hours, my body temperature doesn't change?
Yes, it should. It will go...
I thought you said it's always at 36 degrees.
Sorry.
Okay, we're maintaining a core range.
Zach, can you sniff a liar?
We're maintaining a core range.
Because I've got a nostril full of it at the moment.
But when you're sleeping, it would change.
Full of bollocks.
When you're eating, it would change. All of those things would impact your inner temperature. But essentially, you need to stay between 36 and 37 degrees. So imagine we're trying to cool down by getting rid of heat, which you do by exhaling hot air or evaporating sweat or circulating blood near the surface of your skin.
Yep.
When the temperature outside is cooler.
I'm so bored.
Hold on one sec. I've got Ollie here. He's just arrived. Hey, Ollie. Do you know why, if your core body temperature is 36 degrees, right, how come when you go outside in 30 degrees, you feel cold when your body actually is running at 36 degrees? Do you know why you feel cold then? No, cold.
Feel hot.
You feel cold.
No. Hot. Why would you feel cold? Zach? Zach? I'm going to give you a, you can have a space talk watch, and what you should do is just hang up now and have a great day and enjoy the rest of your week, because these guys are going to keep talking. It's getting real boring. Okay. Congratulations, Zach.
Bye, Zach.
See you later, champion.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye, Zach.
All right. Good news is...
that might have been our last little question.
Little questions returns next week. It's back, guys. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Always good to see Husey with Ed Cavalier, who are in next to drive you home.
No, Carrie Bickmore, Ed Cavalier. Carrie's working with a monster.
Is she? Yes. Which one?
Buzz.
What are you talking about?
No, it's not, Buzz. No.
What?
No.
What's happening?
No.
Who?
That man who disrespected Volvo drivers.
No, I didn't
disrespect them. I forgot you're a Volvo driver too.
I bought a Volvo a week after you bought your Volvo, and a week before your husband bought his Volvo, and a week and 2 weeks before I bought my wife a Volvo.
Wow.
We're a double Volvo
family.
I
don't have a Volvo. We're not a double Volvo family. We're only a single Volvo family.
Is that a deal? Because you got a deal brewing.
No. No.
I think she may have got the corporate rate. I think she got the corporate rate.
Big shout out.
I got the corporate rate too. I heard you got the corporate rate.
How much off is the corporate rate?
It's really expensive.
Volvo's going cheap. I'll get a Volvo.
I'd love a Volvo.
The corporate rate.
How much is the corporate rate?
Yeah. It's still a fair whack, isn't it, Carrie? I mean, you don't get...
Okay, let's not talk about the
rate. Do I get change from 100K?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Depending whether you want to go top of the range.
Does it come with a full tank?
No. Well, I tell you what, I've got a hybrid.
But did you get a hotted up one?
Yeah, I got a hotted up than your husband's or your boyfriend's. Yes, or whatever, your partner's. So I got more hotted up.
Well, how many Volvos has she sold? One to her husband, one to her boyfriend, one to her partner.
You're cutting deals on the side.
Oh my God, it's a fleet.
No wonder there's a corporate rate.
Mate, exactly.
I drove Ed. This is a true story,
Tommy. This is a true story.
I drove Ed in it the other day. Yes. And what did you say, Ed?
I got in, I said, mate, this is a great car. This is a really cool car.
If you don't want to be a, what sort of wanker?
Oh, I said, if you don't want to be like a BMW or Mercedes wanker, but you still want to drive a European car, this is the perfect vehicle.
There you go.
Hang on, be very careful of Carrie's deal here.
That's what I thought.
You got another deal?
Okay,
what do you have a deal with BMW? Is it or Mercedes? I don't know where.
It's Mercedes. Big shout out to Mercedes and all their great work.
We're still on board. That conversation would never happen again if you put us all on that deal,
no,
Mercedes.
Yeah, I'm
really Mercedes Benz Turek gave us a gorgeous free car for our Beanies campaign at the last
Now that's nice of them.
Incredibly.
We appreciate that.
Well done.
Now, look, I do drive a Kia at this point, but I'm willing to step up.
And he paid for it too.
What's the corporate rate on the Kia?
Yeah, mate.
Did you get a deal?
Yeah, they just give it to you. If you go in there and show them a business card of any kind, they just give it to you.
Well, they must have given it to you. Now that you're an influencer, Ed,
they must have given it to you.
I've seen your Instagram account.
What are you up to now?
I don't know. We're not allowed to say. We're going to reveal in a minute.
All of this waiting for your show to start stuff.
We have to do a show too. You get to go home. We need to hook people in.
Can I just say, I'm all up for a reveal on the show, and I think that's great.
Thank you so much.
But I do think when the thing you're revealing can just be searched on Instagram.
Yeah, in fact, I'm just going to look it up.
No, but don't say, this is like Masked Singer. You do not reveal anything, all right?
Oh, no.
Everybody can look it up.
No, but I can't. That's the thing. I don't have it on my phone, so it's a reveal to me. Yeah. I'm the only one who doesn't know how many followers I have.
You're the real Ed Cavalier, aren't you?
I'm the real Ed Cavalier.
It will be you, Carrie, and Tommy, have you...
Ooh, wow.
That's a tease.
Do you reckon
is it a tease?
Based on my amount of followers, Carrie, what can I get from Mercedes-Benz Turek?
Oh, we could definitely get to Kia with that.
Yeah, get a Kia. Get a Serato.
Because can I?
What does Tommy drive, though?
Hang on. Ford Festiva. How do you feel about a Ford Festiva?
I used to have one of those.
What does Tommy drive? The world wants to know what Tommy drives.
I'm just quickly looking up Ed's.
I've always asked him. He's pretty...
What do you drive, Tommy?
You'd be a Volkswagen Golf GTI kind of guy.
What do you drive?
I'm just looking up Ed's.
What does Tommy drive?
Hang on, what do you drive?
Keep asking, Husey.
What do you drive? We're all honest here.
What's the secret? Do you not drive?
I'm not.
You're a non-driver.
No, I'm a non-driver.
Oh. You're not. He does drive.
Does he?
He does drive.
Why would he hide it?
Because I'm not allowed to talk. I'm not
allowed to talk about it.
His deals are very like under the
deal where you can't say you drive the car. That's weird.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Give you a free car if you never mention it.
That's the deal everybody wants.
What a deal!
All right, we have got to get out of here. Tommy Little, I'm saving you here, mate. Husey with Ed Cavalier in next to drive you home.
Find out off air. I want to know.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.